Blog Talk Radio.
Live from Fort Bragg's backyard, this is the show that put the 110 Nation on the map. There is only one nation, the 110 Nation, and you're listening to the 110 Nation Sports Show. Covering each and every sport across the board, there is no sport too large or too little. It's time to talk the talk. Here we go. Here's the man, the founder, and your host, Mr. CJ Sports.
To the 110 Nation Sports Show. I'm your host, Mr. CJ Sports. You can follow me at Mr. CJ Sports. I drew a blank on that for like 5 years. It was at CJ Sports 1 because Mr. CJ Sports was not available on Twitter. And somebody no longer had it, and I switched it. And I always want to say still at CJ Sports 1 instead of at Mr. CJ Sports. That's why. But anyway, you can follow me at Mr. CJ Sports. You can follow the 110 Nation at 110 Nation. Also, check out my fan page, Mr. CJ Sports, the 110 Nation fan page, 110 Nation Sports. Also, check out our site, I know what it is. 110NationSports.com. Don't ask me. Very excited, site-wise. We got Mike McGinnis joining us probably Friday. Had an opportunity to sit down with Mike today for about an hour. Big football guy, all sports though, except for golf. Need Mike for those days of golf, but big Ohio fan, so obviously I'm a big fan of his. But starting either Friday or sometime next week, he is going to be doing his internship here. At the 110 Nation, and I'm looking forward to having him on board, see what he has to say, and ideas and thoughts and opinions on all the sports topics. He's also going to, I think, partake in the Formula Show and talking as well, and amongst many other part of the social media and everything else, part of his internship. So, looking forward to at least until August, anyway, have some more attention on the site. It's one of the things we have been struggling with as everything going on, and then the shows and social media wise, and not to mention life and jobs and everything else. So it's been one of those things that we make the shows and we post on social media, but we so looking forward to having them on the show. Like I said, got an opportunity to sit down with him for, it was roughly an hour, and got to pick his brain and kind of let him know, kind of what we look for, what's good here, and we're pretty flexible, we're pretty wide open when it comes to that. Outside of, the obvious, So looking forward to that. I want to make sure that I thank Fit for Life. You guys can find them on Facebook, Fit for Life. You can also go to our site, www.the110nationsports.com. The right-hand side, click the pretty little banner. Find a location near you, 24/7/365. Get your gym on. Clean facility, courtesy staff, everything you possibly need or want. And don't ask me where else is coming from. Now I'm starting to understand why some of my employees ask me what the hell I'm on these days, because I've just been all over the place and wild and whatever the case may be. Got to thank Carolina Sports Plus. You guys can find them on Facebook, Carolina Sports Plus, or on the right-hand side of our page as well. Just click the banner. It'll take you to their Facebook page, as they're still working on getting the site up. And Mario, the founder and owner of the Carolina Sports Plus, will definitely take care of you. We're still working on our shirts. They've not been forgotten. So looking forward to that as well. It's over 9:30. I don't know if I said that, but he'll be joining us. Just getting us caught up on the latest in the Stanley Cup playoffs. So looking forward to that as well. I haven't had an opportunity to catch up with him all week, so looking forward to knowing. Pelicans win the top pick. I guess that means Zion Williamson's going to be going to New Orleans Pelicans. What if that at all changes I wonder if that changes Anthony Davis's mind at all. How sweet. Steph and Seth Curry's parents flipped coins on who's gonna cheer for who. Told you been wilding out. What the freak you gonna cheer for Seth Curry? Why are you gonna cheer for the losing team anyway? Don't care about your kid, you're gonna lose. Might as well just be on the right side the whole time anyway. Wow. Northern Pelicans. Number one pick overall. Cavaliers got the number five pick. So Pelicans, as for those that didn't know, about 8:30-ish or so tonight, the NBA did their lottery stuff to decide and determine the drafting order. So for those that didn't know, Pelicans got the number one pick, as I stated, and odds are, bar unless they are offered everything underneath the sun, and I still don't know. We've not had a player that so many feel is going to have the impact that they feel Zion's going to have since probably LeBron James. I can't see. It would have to be a package deal with guaranteed these players ain't going anywhere. Pelicans would need to know that Anthony Davis is going to stay and maybe get KD and Steph Curry in exchange for that pick kind of leverage in order to have a shot. I just can't see the Pelicans not. That would take some serious Memphis got the number 2 pick. A lot of work they got going there. But that makes a difference there. The New York Knicks, the 3rd pick. Wonder if that changes anything as well for the rumors of Kyrie and KD. It's a little bit easier to want to go play in New York when you know that it's going to be either Kyrie or KD, and that the Knicks have the number 1 pick and get to pursue getting Zion. But does KD want to go now? There's no going to be no Zion. Now you're going to get the 3rd pick. Kind of comes to the expectation, and the level just severely drops off after Zion. I'm not saying that the rest of them are bad, but there's going to be a steep decline. Lakers 4, Cavaliers 5th. Woke up the morning to find out that John Beilein, third oldest coach. I understand it's a business. To me, it's always a tough pill to swallow, being an Ohioan anything, when we being from Michigan, like I don't. Sixth pick, Phoenix Suns. For the Cavaliers, back to them. We went from being one of the youngest teams in the league to the oldest team, thanks to LeBron and bringing all his buddies with him. And now have made it where we were going back in the other direction of top 5 pick. I'd like to have been higher up on the chart there, but top 5. Probably will be getting rid of Kevin Love in the next year or so. I can't see them continuing to hold on to him, get either some kind of cap space or something for him. It's going to be interesting to see what the Cavaliers decide they're going and how they're going to do this. Like I said, 6th, Phoenix Suns. 7th, the Chicago Bulls. Atlanta Hawks. They've done really well the last few years at building that Hawk team, and they get these right pieces. This Hawk team could actually be competitive once again. Washington Wizards, as long as you keep throwing all your money away, John Wall, it doesn't really matter what pick you get. Hawks also, not only do they got the number 8 pick, number 10 pick from the Dallas Mavericks. Minnesota Timberwolves got the number 11th pick. 12th pick went to the Charlotte Hornets. 13th went to Miami. Boston will have the 14th pick. So, Pelicans were a long shot, holding a 6% chance of winning the lottery. The 7th best odds entering the night. Grizzlies and the Lakers also moved up, with the Lakers improving from the 11th pick to the 4th pick. With the Grizzlies improving from 8-2. So now it's time to get the season over with. Speaking of which, tonight Golden State and Portland kick off what's probably going to be a very quick and easy series for Golden State. I can't see this being drug out. I can't see Golden State allowing it, but at the same time, I'm on one of your headline names of Seth Curry. Not Steph, but Seth. Come on, I can't take it too serious. No, on top of that, everybody, oh, the KD. Well, they might get a couple because KD out for a week or so. Y'all do realize that Steph Curry and company are 26-1 in the last 27 games when KD didn't play. I don't know why. You do realize that Golden State did win their first championship that did not have Kevin Durant on it. Went to the finals the next year, and who knows? Draymond doesn't get suspended. I almost said grounded. Suspended for a game. Who knows? Maybe the Cavaliers don't go from a 3-1 deficit to win the championship. Who knows? So, I mean, everybody acts like, oh, no, Golden State this. You do realize Golden State's been doing this for like 4 years in a row now, or even five. I think Durant's won two, so I think we're at four straight playoffs or NBA. Well, what will be five straight NBA finals, and three out of four wins. Like, come on. Everybody acts like it's the end of the world, and all of a sudden there's this Kevin Durant's not going to be in for a week, and Portland might be able to do so. Don't sell yourself short. Don't think you know more than you know, because you don't know. Lordy. Race Chat Live, Craig and Chris. Don't forget, Thursday night, 8 o'clock. Looking forward to tune in, seeing what these guys got to talk about. As things got really interesting in Kansas and Clint Boyer and Eric Jones. I don't know. I just can't get all excited about that. Like, that would be like, to me, Peyton Manning and I'll just say Tom Brady, but that's two old people. That'd be like Tom Brady and Baker Mayfield beefing. Like, come on. Are you serious? Lordy. Oh. There's something else that I see that I wanted caught my attention earlier today. I thought was really interesting. Golden State is up 15-11 right now, for those that are interested. Bucks and Raptors. The Eastern Conference.
That's a tough series
to sell. Like, one, it's amazing how much different the East is and how the power changed as soon as LeBron left. It's been, what, 8, 9, 10 years straight, LeBron in the finals in the Eastern Conference, and then goes out west, and now the Eastern Conference is wide open. But Toronto and Milwaukee, like, that's not... It's not like it's Boston, or it's not like, you know, Chicago or any of the traditional Eastern Conference teams that, I mean, you're talking about two teams that, I'm not going to say don't have a big following, but it's not your big market teams. And I don't know, just the idea of, because since the beginning of the year, I have been all in that Golden State was going to win it all. I mean, obviously, knowing that they added DeMarcus Cousins was a big part of the decision of picking Golden State, but come on. still Golden State. I don't see a single opponent here that I would even be interested in watching Golden State beat the crap out of. Like, I could care less that they can beat the crap out of Portland. They'll beat the crap out of either Milwaukee or Toronto. And anybody honestly believes that any of these teams will legitimately match up with Golden State, you got to be kidding me. But it's not that I'm not saying that I'm not going to watch. I just can't get excited about it. This is like this would be like, what, the Houston Texans and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Well, they're both AFC. You can't have both of them in the Super Bowl. I mean, that's kind of what's equivalent to. And so the AFC Championship game. The Jacksonville Jaguars and no, that wasn't an NFC. It wasn't even two AFC teams. Yeah, it's Houston. I'm all over the place tonight. That'd be like they're the NBA Eastern Conference Championship. That would be your AFC matchup. Like, nobody really cares. Who wins between Jacksonville and Houston? I mean, it's not your Patriots, and it's not your Steelers, and come on, it's Jacksonville and the Texans. Like, whoop-de-doo. But anyway, like I said, we got Izzo joining us here shortly. We're gonna throw him in the studio and get caught up on all the going on in the Stanley Cup Finals. Before we get him in here, I want to make sure the one that I again thank Carolina Sports Plus and Fit for Life. Without these marketing partners and or networks, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. So I want to make sure that I thank them. Make sure you check us out on Facebook, 110 Nation Sports. Like us on Twitter, or no, follow us on Twitter. There we go. Told you, rare form tonight. I don't know, it's like everything just, I don't know why, everything just kind of coming to a slow down moment, and so, like, I can honestly say, I feel that if I was to kind of just lay over on the couch right now, I could be done, stick a fork in me, not happen. Kind of thing, so like. See, last week he called in by now, so I was kind of not wanting to jump into another topic. So I'm going off the wall here a second and give Izzo a couple minutes to call in. But tell you what, beautiful morning and beautiful day here in North Carolina. For those that are not North Carolina, it was roughly 70 to 72 for the high kind of day. Woke up this morning, the house is only 64 degrees. I have yet to close my windows and turn the AC on. One has not been horribly bad. I mean, there's been, I don't know, you know what, 2 months. So since the end of March, yeah, so a month and a half. There might be a handful of days that reached right around 90. Today definitely was not one of those. I mean, it's already like 66 in the house. Trying to get as cold as I can get, because in about 3 days, it's supposed to be very hot, in the mid-90s. So it's about to go from one end of the aspect to the other. Did get the cable, or not cable, the electric bill in. Second lowest cable, or there we go, with cable now, utility bill. It took a hurricane yeah, no power for a week to have the lowest. The only one to beat it. But I'm about a month and a half. This was from March 20th to whenever. So I have all the confidence in the world. The next one is going to be even cheaper. It's going to be even under the $90. But then we, about 3 days, we got about a 5 to 7 day stretch of hot weather, hot weather. So we're going to see if I can suck it up, if I can continue to suck it up, to buck it up. So a lot of people look at me crazy and kind of have this look on, well, I talk about the, because everybody else has got their window. I got their window shut and the AC on. I'll tell you what, last weekend was the first time that I have actually done yard work since I've lived at this house. The landlord had been taking care of it and everything else, and so I hadn't messed with it. And so this was the first time. And tell you what, I think that's another part of why I'm glad that nobody says getting down in the 70s at night, low 70s, so it would be horrible if it was only getting down to the 80s on top of that. But I think that's why it wasn't so horribly bad for me, because by mid-May, I'd already had the air on and already been used to it to being 70 degrees inside, and mid-80s to 90s would have been like, yeah, that ain't happening, I'm going back inside, where I've not shut the window, and there's days I won't come home in the house, it's mid-80s, and I just, it is what it is, and so I don't sweat it, and so I do sweat it, but I don't sweat it. Anyways, we got to, now that I've talked about my AC, we got Izzo in the studio, so let's go ahead and jump him in here. There we go, and let's get caught up on everything going on in the Stanley Cup playoffs. I see that the Bruins are continuing to do to the Hurricanes as they did, unfortunately, to my Blue Jackets. We'll get into that, more into that, and the other series as well. Izzo, how you doing tonight?
Hey, we're doing good. It's the end of the day. We got the we got one game on going on right now. Bruins and Hurricanes are doing battle with about 8:20 left to go in the second period. The Bruins are up on our Carolina Hurricanes 2-0 right now. They also lead the series 2-0 right now. Wagner and Marchand have got both goals for the Bruins, I should say, right now. Marchand is a power play goal. And Wagner had a nice little tip-in from Nordstrom and Corrali there. Marchand has got one goal so far this game. Krejci and McAvoy got the other two assists. So that's what we got going on tap right now for tonight. And, you know, like you said, Jay, Boston is just they're just putting it to everybody, you know. Unfortunately, Columbus fell to the Bruins, and right now our Carolina Hurricanes aren't looking too good right now against the Bruins. Them first two games that Carolina played in TD Gardens up in Boston, they played very stupid. A lot of bad penalties on the Carolina Hurricanes end, and the Boston Bruins have been making them pay so far. But that's what we got on tap for tonight, Jay, so we can jump right into this.
Also got another series going on with the Blues and everything. Let's talk about that. 1-1 series, and a lot of action going on that side of the playoffs as well. What has stuck out about this series so far? I know that Jordan Binnington helped turn things around for the Blues and help get this to be a 1-1 series. So let's jump into that.
Yeah, well, you know, the Sharks and the Blues are you know, in the conference finals right now. That series is tied at a game apiece. Excuse me. So we have Game 3 coming on tomorrow on NBCSN. Sharks definitely had home ice to start this. The Blues, you know, starting off the road. That Game 1. was pretty horrific for, you know, any of the Blues fans. The Sharks just pretty much had their way, you know, with all that chum and mincemeat, you know, swimming around in the water. The Sharks just, you know, they took advantage of that game one. The Blues, you know, they came back strong, you know, the other, I want to say it was last night, you know, with a 4-2 win in San Jose. So, you know, it's been kind of like the Blues have been flying under the radar, you know, throughout this postseason, Jay. You know, no one's really talked about them. You know, no one's really talked about how big Binnington has been for the Blues in net, you know, taking over for Jake Allen, who's just been, you know, not the answer what the Blues need right now in goals. So, you know, Martin Jones has been, you know, kind of spotty and shaky for the Sharks in net, but, you know, after the after that first game, you know, it seemed like he might have been, you know, kind of back on his horse a little bit, because the Sharks took that first game, I do believe, last Saturday, 6-3, if I remember correctly. So, you know, the Sharks were definitely putting it on, you know, and it was kind of crazy because they did, you know, they had a lot of five-on-five goals. So T.J. Meyer, you know, kind of stepped up that game. I think he had two goals that game, if I remember correctly, both on a backhand, too. And, you know, Logan Couture has been, you know, kind of filling in pretty nicely, too. You know, and it was kind of – and San Jose was kind of had some questions there, Jay, because, you know, that first round, you know, some injuries kind of hampered them. You know, Pavelski took a puck off the face. They still had some guys that are, you know, were still coming back in. Eric Karlsson is kind of dealing with a lag. It looks like a nagging foot injury of some sort. You know, he just doesn't look like the pure skater that I've seen him be in the past. You know, I think he might be dealing with something. But, you know, these two teams have been kind of flying under the radar, and it seems only respectable and right that they meet in the conference finals for a chance to go to the Stanley Cup. So, you know, these two teams have both been to a cup final, the cup finals before. Neither team has won a Stanley Cup. The Blues haven't been to a cup final since their inception into the league way back in the, I think, 1967 season, if I remember correctly, somewhere around there, maybe even the late 60s, early 70s. Everybody remembers that classic picture of Bobby Orr flying through the air after he scored the OT winner against the St. Louis Blues. So we could possibly see another Blues Bruins matchup in the Stanley Cup final like we did decades ago. So the Sharks, you know, they've been playing tough. They've been hanging tough. They're getting scoring from everywhere. The Blues have been getting secondary scoring from a lot of different you know, characters. Ryan O'Reilly, Oscar Sundquist, Tyler Bozak has been kind of stepping up for them, you know, the past couple games. So it's been kind of exciting to see what's been really going on. I do believe that St. Louis has got, you know, at least, I want to say, 9 players with 10 or more points through the postseason, which I think is leading the NHL right now. You know, and they've just been getting scoring from the back end, the front end. You know, it's just they got to get better on that defensive side with the puck. You know, guys like Peter Angelo and Colton Parenko, Rob Bortuzzo and company for the Blues, you know, they got to play a little bit better. They got to be able to keep, you know, guys like Joe Pavelski out of the middle. You know, you can't let T.J. Meyer, you know, do his thing. You can't let Logan Couture get open, because these guys are going to burn you in and out, you know, night in and night out, I should say. You know, so it's been a tough, you know, drug-out series for the Blues and the Sharks. You know, this could easily go 6-7 games as well. They do play a similar style game, you know, a lot of north-south movement to try and get the puck in the offensive zone. You know, a lot of dump it in deep, chase it down, get aggressive on the forecheck, you know, put some pressure on those outlet passes, you know, to try and create some opportunities, some turnovers, and some quality scoring chances. So, you know, I do believe that the Western Conference the Western Conference Finals are going to be definitely exciting. You know, there's been plenty of goals scored on that side of the of the Stanley Cup tournament so far. So, you know, right now it's going to be they're heading back to St. Louis for Game 3 tomorrow on NBCSN. That game, I do believe, is going to be on at 7 p.m. Eastern time, if I remember correctly. And you know, it's now a race to fours. So you got to win three games. And it's going to be pretty hard, you know. Both teams have, split a game apiece, and won each. Each team has won a game by multiple goals. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if we see maybe another game or two where we got a lot of goals being scored between these two teams. And as we get closer and closer, and you know, into game five or six, if need be, we're going to see some really, really tight play take place in that series there, Jay.
Well, with the Stanley Cup playoffs going on, I think it's kind of overshadowed some of the other action going on hockey-wise. As USA got stunned this last week with the World Cup, World Hockey Championship, have you had an opportunity to watch and keep up with the with that?
I have been able to try and pay attention to the IIHF World Championship in Slovakia. It's a showcase for the NHL players of the present and the past that are not involved in Stanley Cup playoffs. There are a couple high, caliber names that are being featured in this tournament. I did see today that Denmark beat Great Britain 9-0. Germany beat France 4-1. That was a pretty good, interesting game. Switzerland over Austria 4-0. Latvia over Italy 3-0. We also have a game coming up for the USA men's tomorrow at 10 a.m. That game is going to be on NHL Network. It's going to be the USA versus Great Britain. And then at 2 p.m. Eastern time, we're going to have Germany doing battle with Slovakia. In Group B, we have Switzerland and Norway at 10 a.m. Eastern, and Russia and Italy at 2 p.m. Eastern. These two games won't be televised. Just the United States and the Germany versus Slovakia game are going to be on the NHL Network tomorrow. Yesterday the men's team had a little rough time with Finland. They had to take that game into overtime. Dylan Larkin from the Red Wings scored at the 3:47 mark of the overtime to give the United States its second victory in as many days as at Steel Arena in Kosi right now. Quinn Hughes, Johnny Gaudreau, just a couple of the names. Patrick Kane, Derek Ryan, Corey Schneider, goalie from the Devils, Jack Eichel. These guys are some of the guys for the USA that are on the team right now. The game that I was pretty interested in yesterday, Jay, was Canada versus Slovakia, where Canada just eked out a victory over Slovakia 6-5. That one was a pretty entertaining game to watch. I did manage to catch the first part of it before I had to leave for work, but. Slovakia is no joke right now. They've got some pretty good guys, that are on that team. A lot of guys from the NHL are definitely participating. Eric Cernak, from the Tampa Bay Lightning. Anthony Mantha of the Detroit Red Wings has been a highlight for Team Canada in that game. It's been a wild and crazy one. The other good game that was on yesterday for the World Championships was Russia and the Czech Republic, where the Russians shut out the Czech Republic 3-0. It seems like Andrei Vasilevsky, the goaltender for the Lightning, finally showed up, but it's too bad that it's in the IIHF and not in the NHL playoffs right now. So, you know, a lot of guys, a lot of Russians from the Lightning are on that Russian team right now. Vasilevsky, Nikita Kucherov, Nikita Gusev, who plays for the Golden Knights, Nikita Zaitsev, who notched a goal yesterday. He plays for the Maple Leafs. Sweden and Norway also had a game yesterday. You'd be happy to hear that Alex Wennberg, who plays for the Columbus Blue Jackets, had two goals yesterday for Sweden. Patrick Hornquist, who plays for the Penguins, he had two goals. And William Nylander, who plays for the Maple Leafs, had a goal and four assists yesterday to help Sweden beat Norway 9-1. So that game was kind of a runaway game. And Wennberg gave Sweden a 1-0 lead 39 seconds into the first period. And it was just pretty much all one way after that. So when we look forward, you know, we have U.S. Taking on Great Britain tomorrow at 10 a.m. NHL on the NHL Network. Germany and Slovakia, 2 p.m. Eastern on the NHL Network, too, as well. And that tournament should be getting ready to start its little bracket seeding here pretty soon. We also have some good games coming up. I think I want to say for – well, today is the 14th. So I think these games might be being played in the morning. I'm not sure. But we got Great Britain versus Denmark, Germany versus France, and then in Group B, Italy and Latvia, Switzerland and Austria. So we've got some we got some pretty good games coming on. I do expect to see Canada and the United States moving on into the actual tournament from their respective groups and everything. So you also can't sleep on the Russians or the Czechs. They all play really, really good hockey, and that includes the Finnish team from Finland. So it's a good way to see, especially for guys who are already in the league, who may be an unrestricted free agent, to get some GMs out there to take a look and see what's out there. A lot of young guys that I expect to hear to be called during draft day. Coming up after the season finishes, after the Stanley Cup's over, to really kind of, take center stage essentially and try and showcase their skills. Jack Hughes is one of the guys that is playing for the U.S. team. We're probably going to hear his name in the first three picks when draft comes around and everything. So, you know, it's a really cool tournament, you know, and it's. Like I said, it's just another way for guys, you know, to get a little bit extra, you know, hockey in for the season. You know, this tournament began on the 10th, and it's going to go through the 26th. You know, so it's going to be interesting to see how this one plays out. The U.S. lost to Slovakia 4-1, but you know, Slovakia is no slouch. You know, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of great players that have come out of Slovakia. Marian Hossa, Zdeno Chara, you know, and there's just so many others that, you know, I don't have time to rattle off. But, you know, despite losing that game 4-1, you know, I really don't see any kind of issues, for Team USA unless they got to play, you know, Slovakia again. So, I mean, you've already tasted that, and you know what to expect. So, you know, if these two teams meet later on down the line and, you know, in the bracket, it wouldn't surprise me. So, this is one of my favorite tournaments to watch. You know, it's unfortunate that some of these games are on earlier in the day and you kind of don't really get a chance to, you know, pay attention and see what's going on and everything all the time. But, you know, this is one of those tournaments that I really look forward to whenever it comes on, because, you know, you have so many young guys that are looking to, you know, crack a roster, you know, get drafted, you know. So this is almost like one final showcase for them to really kind of show what they got talent-wise to all the teams that may be interested in them, yeah.
A couple questions with the tournament for someone who's not educated in a lot of hockey. One, why do they run this tournament while the playoffs are going, especially now we're this late in the playoffs? You're talking about conference finals at this point. And two, how big of a deal is this tournament for these players? Is this just kind of get to play a little extra, or was there a sense of, you know, some, I'm not going to say some kind of pride, you're an athlete and you're a competitor, you're going to have some kind of pride, but is this tournament a big deal to these players, or just, you know, if we win, great, but if not, this is just more of kind of us be able to kind of keep the wheels greased?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a, you know, that's kind of a good question. You know, this tournament usually takes place around this time. You know, it's kind of the only way, it's kind of the only time for them to really do it, because, you know, they also have the IIHF 18 and under tournament, which kind of takes place just before the season ends. And, you know, it's kind of just a scheduling thing. You know, there's so much really going on, you know, right now with playoffs in the NHL going on right now. You also have, you know, college that just finished up their season not too long ago. You know, the only other, you know, the farm team leagues from, you know, the CHL, the ECHL, the AHL, you know, they're getting ready to go into their, they're probably already in their playoffs right now too. So, you know, this is kind of like the only free time that they really have to kind of schedule this. And I've seen guys that, you know, the tournament may have started, but I've seen guys, you know, who get knocked out of the playoffs in the NHL, then they go right over to whatever country's hosting it to get active in and playing for their country. So, you know, and to kind of lead on to that second part, you know, whenever you play an international sport, you know, whether it's basketball, baseball, soccer, you know, it's kind of it has to be a really, really good feeling to try and, you know, represent your country, you know, in this World Championship tournament. You know, Sweden is actually trying to go for, you know, its third consecutive gold medal. And no team has done that since the Czech Republic from 1999 to 2001. So, you know, it's almost like a Stanley Cup without it being the Stanley Cup. You know, it's always really cool to win the World Championship, you know, to say, hey, my country is the best, you know, in ice hockey for this year and everything, you know. And it's kind of nice to see, you know, some big time names being able to play for the country, especially right now with all this crap with the Olympics and, you know, NHL players not being able to participate in the Olympics, you know. And it's just, you know, it's kind of hard to try and gauge, you know, is it because, are these guys playing because they can't play in the Olympics right now? Or, you know, is it just, you know, a pride factor? You know, I think it would be really cool to you know, participate in that tournament, you know, for Team USA. I think that would be cool. You know, you get to go to, you know, a foreign country, you know, it's almost like a, you know, a two-week vacation, essentially, you know, where you're just kind of hanging out with other fellow hockey players, guys that you might be familiar with from the NHL or the KHL or some Swedish elite league or anything like that. You know, it's just a chance for, you know, all the guys to get together and not only, you know, try and win a world championship, but, you know, to kind of get together and play a game that's, you know, not on a serious, I don't think it's on that serious of a level like the Stanley Cup playoffs are. You know, guys that they get hurt, they won't necessarily play through that injury because they're not contracted by that, you know, by their country's team or whatever, you know. So there are some aspects that kind of limit what's going on and everything to, you know, to better protect these players and everything like that, because that's been one of the big issues with the Olympics. There are players getting hurt, and teams not, you know, and they're not, you know, teams are not, you know, trying to put up with that, you know, and the insurance numbers have been a big problem with the Olympics and everything, and that's just something you don't necessarily have to deal with the IIHF World Tournament, Jay.
Gotcha. As we get things wrapped up, one, update us on the Bruins and Carolina. And remind them when the St. Louis-San Jose game is again. And what Carolina needs to do to work on turning things around, and what to expect in Game 3 in St. Louis with the Sharks and the Blues.
Well, right now at the end of the second, we're in the second intermission right now. The Bruins have a 2-1 lead. The Hurricanes did score at the end of the period. Casey DeHaan got the goal from Justin Falk and Sebastian Aho. They have the two assists on DeHaan's goal right now. So that game's at the end of the second period. I expect a big push coming out of the third period for the Hurricanes. I'm going to be looking to see their D get activated down in the offensive zone to keep pucks alive in the zone and start putting a lot more pucks on net, trying to get more bodies on the net right now. So that's what I see for Carolina. Like I said, tomorrow night, NBCSN, 7 p.m. Eastern time. We're going to have Game 3 of the Sharks and the Blues. This is going to be in St. Louis for the next two games. Jaden Schwartz has been a big factor, so the Sharks are going to have to do something about that. I think he's leading the team with 13 points, 9 goals, and 4 assists right now. So I'm looking for St. Louis to really try and take advantage of that home ice atmosphere with the crowd. The crowd does get pretty loud down there in St. Louis for the Blues and everything. So the Sharks have been a pretty good road team. You know, I think they'll be able to weather that storm. So this is a critical Game 3 for the Blues. You know, you always want to win your first game at home when you're coming back to home ice during a series. You know, you definitely want to win the first game when you're coming back home after the first two games. So this is going to be a pretty critical junction for the Blues right now. The Sharks have been here countless times in the past and, you know, in recent memory and everything. So I expect the Sharks to come out, you know, guns a-blazing too, getting Evander Kane, Pavelski. They're going to try and get them pucks. Logan Couture, he's going to get it active. I do believe he's going to see a lot of ice time too as well. So it's going to be an interesting Game 3. Game 4 for the Bruins and Hurricanes is going to be on Thursday. That game's also going to be on NBCSN at 7 p.m. Eastern time. Friday, the Blues and Sharks are going to be going into their Game 4. That one will also be on NBCSN at 7 p.m. In St. Louis. And then on Saturday, back up in TD Garden for Game 5. This game will be on NBC. I am not entirely too sure. I do know it's scheduled for about 6:15, but that could change depending on what's going on and everything. I have seen some times change. But right now, tentatively, that game is set for 6:15 Eastern time. That is in the afternoon. They'll be back up in the TD Garden. And then Sunday, Game 5 for the Blues and Sharks is going to be on NBC at 2 p.m. Eastern. And the, like I said, that one's going to be on NBC, not NBCSN. So that's what we're going to have on tap. And then Monday, Game 6, if necessary, Bruins will be down here in Carolina to take on the Bruins again in North Carolina. That game will be on NBCSN at 7 p.m. And then also on next Tuesday, Blues and Sharks Game 6, if necessary. This game is tentatively scheduled at 7 p.m. Eastern on NBCSN. And then, you know, we should have a possible Game 7 next Wednesday and next Thursday night. Both games are going to be on NBCSN. So I don't think they have the times released for them yet. I will have to kind of check into that. But, you know, we got a lot of good hockey, one game a night, you know, so we're not going to be staying up late unless we go into overtime and get some free hockey. One of Jay's favorite parts about playoff hockey is that overtime stuff. So, you know, I can never complain about too much hockey when it comes to the playoffs. And, you know, it's been a minute since we've had a pretty lengthy overtime game. So I'm kind of thinking that we might be due for a 3-4 overtime game here pretty soon. So highly unlikely in my book with the four teams that we have left going on. But, you know, possibly by this time next week, we could have two teams getting ready to dance for the Stanley Cup Final, Jay.
Definitely, yeah. Sounds like a plan. Looking forward to sitting down with you next week and getting caught up. Hopefully, there'll still be some hockey going on. Well, conference championships going on anyway. We know that there's still should be go. I'm sure I'll catch up with you sometime throughout the week. You enjoy your week, and we'll be here next week.
Hey, it's always a blast talking to everybody, and we'll catch you guys next Tuesday.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I want to thank Izzo for joining us tonight. Looking forward to having Mike McGinnis joining on the writing side. Looking forward to him being part of the 110 Nation with the internship. Follow us on Twitter at 110 Nation. Like us on Facebook, 110 Nation Sports. Check out the site, www.110nationsports.com. Once again, make sure that I thank Carolina Sports Plus, Fit for Life. Without these great marketing partners, we wouldn't be able to do what we do and grow the way we grow. Tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, right here, back on the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network, the 110 Nation Sports Show. Don't forget, Thursday night, 8 o'clock, Race Chat Live. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to the 110 Nation Sports Show with Mr. CJ Sports. You are a part of the 110 Nation, so be sure to visit the 110nation.com for everything related to the show. You can follow CJ on Twitter at 110 Nation and on Facebook at 110 Nation Sports. Until next time.